guys.
Hey, what's going on, Chris?
Hey, Rob, it's been a whole week since we hung out.
Almost. Just darn
it's been a whole week
out.
Since we did a live late-night phone-in talk show where the phone number is 749-1444.
And in that week, I've just been building up my energy. I'm fired up, ready to go, ready to knock them dead.
Welcome, listener people. This is the Chris and Rob late-night
talk show.
I'm Chris.
And I'm Rob.
And together, we're here bringing you fine late-night entertainment. And we'd like to start off by saying that Chris and Rob are not responsible for any of the decisions made by the Board of Trustees here. We usually disagree with them.
Darn right, straight up.
And we'd also like to announce our official endorsement for candidates for the President of the United States of America. Now that the debates are all over, Rob and I have an official endorsement to
we
make,
do?
Don't we? Yeah, we sure do.
Oh, well, go ahead and make it.
Larry for President. You there, Larry?
I'm here. I'm on the line. I'm coming at you live.
You know why Chris and Rob decided to endorse you to be president, Larry?
Why don't y'all go ahead and tell me?
You haven't told me you have a vice president, and since you don't have a vice president, that must mean you have a lot of confidence in yourself.
I can run this whole thing by myself, right out of my truck. I can do it all.
How you been, Larry?
I've been all right. How y'all been?
Rob, how y'all been?
Hey, I'm doing okay.
I've been kind of upset. Y'all didn't hear from me for a while. I was upset because I didn't get invited to that debate.
Were you bummed?
I was down on myself. I dropped out.
The Libertarians didn't get invited either, you know.
And it was a bum deal. It really was. I was sad. I was living out of my truck and I was staying drunk a lot.
Larry, do you think it would have been a different kind of debate if you'd have been there?
Oh, for sure. They spent too much time just, you know, making fun of each other, not talking about the issues. But old Larry would have got to the point.
The issues. Larry, tell us about the issues.
Hey, I tell you what, right now, I got a list here. You're always asking me about my platform. Here we go.
All right.
Larry's platform. Number one, Chris and Rob get Larry King's spot on ESPN.
ESPN.
Oh, I mean CNN.
There you go.
Well, cable's just the same. But, you know, here we go. Marathon bars back in stores.
Yes.
Yeah.
Federally funded tattoo clinics all across the nation.
What, so people don't get bum tattoos?
Because, you know, you get a tattoo with a dirty needle and you don't know what can happen these days. So I want to make sure America stays safe.
All right.
Good call.
Financial aid for truck driving schools all across the nation.
Of course.
An endangered species petting zoo.
Oh, jeez. Well, what kind of animals would be in this petting zoo?
Why, endangered species, of course.
You mean like the lightweight feathered koala?
Like the bald eagle, the panda bear, and so on. You see, the youth of America will preserve endangered species tomorrow. And if we let them pet them today, they'll know what they're saving for the future.
What would you do with the Bible Belt?
A definite expansion of the Bible Belt. A definite expansion.
How did you come up with this platform?
I've spent a lot of time working on it. I kind of, you know, was in the shadows for a while, and y'all didn't hear from me, and I was working some of this out. But I ain't done yet. Here we go. Now, to open up the job market, I want to open up several plants across the United States that produce those famous American novelty items.
Like what?
Well, remember them hats, and they got holsters on them for beer cans, and they got the straw that comes down? Them things were great. And what about Super Bowls and them neat toys you get out of the gumball machine?
What about crazy straws?
And I hadn't even thought about crazy straws, but that's definitely a good one.
I'm with you, Larry. I'm with you all the way.
And here we go. Now, and most of all, now, I hate Rush Limbaugh. And if Rush Limbaugh wants to keep his spot on his show, he has to do it naked so that America can laugh at him like he wants America to laugh at whoever's on his show.
All right. I'm with you there, too.
Now, it's a federal offense to name your kid Bag Butter. Federal offense.
As well it should be.
I tell you what. Here's an important one. Take those damn bowling commercials off the air.
I never saw any bowling commercial on the air.
Terrible.
Oh, Bobolite?
I want to start up, for the good of the nation, I want to start up some research programs, too.
What kind of programs?
Some new research programs.
All right.
I want to work on something. I want to take that money out of the Star Wars program, and I want to put it into useful things. Like developing a newspaper print that doesn't come off on your hands when you read the paper. I hate when that happens. And also a belt buckle that unbuckles itself to accommodate that post-meal bloat that many experience after they eat. It's such a pain, and it can be so, well, not courteous to have to reach down on your britches and let them out a few notches after you eat a big plate of home cooking.
Larry, sounds like you've given your platform a lot of thought, and it really shows.
I've been into it, baby. I'm in it to win it. I'm going to win this thing.
That's what I've always said.
I mean, I'm going to be a write-in, that's for sure, but hey, I'm going to win it.
Your name is not on the ballot in all 50 states?
I believe it's on the ballot in West Virginia, Mississippi, and I believe it's on in Texas.
Hazard County?
No.
Not Hazard County?
Not in Hazard County, but, well, Hazard County's fictitious, of course.
Yeah.
But it is on the ballot in Bucksnort, Tennessee.
All right. There you go.
Hey, Larry, remember that TV show called BJ and the Bear?
That was a great show. I don't have an orangutan, but if I did, I'd use him for a running mate.
He'd be your VP? I mean, that's cool.
He could be my VP.
H. Ross Perot's got an orangutan running with him.
He's a hairy fella, isn't he?
He's
sure
got
a drooling problem, too. Did you see him on the debate?
Yeah, I sure did.
That cat's something else. He don't know his head from well,
you know, when he had that debate, that Vice President, what's his name, Admiral Halsey, whatever, is
Stockdale.
Stockdale.
Stocky.
Yeah, he's a stocky guy, and when he was debating there, you know what I'm saying?
I don't think he was ready. I think he just found out about 10 minutes before they were like, "Hey, buddy, you're on."
I think he was in Vietnam too long.
It could have been, man. It could have been. He's probably still having some flashbacks and stuff. I don't know.
Yeah.
That fella's pretty bad off. But you know what's the worst? You think mudslinging only goes on the debate? Mm-mm. The other day I was up at the truck stop. I was going through the line, and I was looking at the new sense of that National Enquirer magazine. You seen the new one?
No.
On the front, there's a picture of two naked people, and it's all blurry, with liquor bottles standing next to a truck, and underneath the caption reads, "Larry Honky Tonks with Truck Stop Honey."
Uh-oh.
Somebody's out to get me, and that just ain't true.
You think
that ain't me in that picture.
You think the Republican muckrakers came up with that one?
I don't know who it was, but I tell you what, it was just a low blow. It was about as false as it gets.
Sure was. Hey, Larry, you go bowling much?
Every now and then. This is the busy season, of course, and so I haven't been in a while, but I bowl fair to middling. I'm not bad.
You're not bad?
Now, y'all want to bowl sometime?
Oh, sure. Bowling's an American tradition. It's as American as apple pie and them things that you put on your head with the straw coming down your mouth for your beer.
Hey, but them hats were great, weren't they? Those are great hats.
Sure was.
You don't see them too much. So now all you fellas going to vote for me down there?
Amen.
Yeah.
We're endorsing you.
That's what I like. Hey, and I couldn't come up with any kind of, backing for bumper stickers and buttons, but for a limited time only, at select truck stops across the United States, you can get your Vote for Larry Mudflaps.
All right. There you go.
Pop them on the back of your car, and hey, you're rolling, baby.
All right. Well, thanks a lot, Larry.
Hey, no problem, and I'll tell you what.
What?
I'll keep listening into the show, and I want everybody out there in Chris and Rob land to call in and give me suggestions, anything I can do, and hey, I want their feedback because this is their country and I'm ready to run it.
Are you running for the people? With the people?
I'm running for the people.
Are the people your boss?
Well, sure they are. Well, it's a democracy. They put me there, so yep.
Yep.
The people run the nation. That's the way it is.
Personalized bowling balls for all the people?
Well, if I can get a facility to do it.
Sounds like your running mate wants them.
Hey, there's a way to make some jobs.
Right on.
And now, as a special treat on this alumni homecoming day, the Undergrad Dramatic Society presents a slice of life entitled Bowl 'em Over.
Another Saturday night. And boy, is it quiet. I don't even know what I feel like doing.
Hey, hiya, Morty.
Hiya, George.
Hey, Morty, it's Saturday night. What do you feel like doing?
I don't know. What do you feel like doing?
Morty, I say, what do you feel like doing? Then you say, what do you feel like doing?
Yeah.
Look, before we know it, the whole weekend will be shot.
Okay. I'll do anything you want to do, except bowling. I don't want to go bowling at your uncle's place just because you get a discount there.
Well, what's wrong with bowling?
I just don't feel athletic tonight.
Well, then how about calling them girls we met at the party last week?
Girls? Which girls?
Oh, you remember? Flo, you know, the one with the belt? And her friend with the funny hairdo?
Yeah. All right. I'll leave it up to you. Anything you want to do.
Good. Then we'll call the girls.
Okay, but first we gotta figure out where we should take them.
Gee, Morty, I don't know. But we gotta think of something that'll bowl them over when we take them out tonight. Something that's fun, something they've never done, that's sure to keep the evening bright.
The future could be rosy without a doubt if we make a good impression the first night out. Oh, we gotta think of something that'd bowl them over when we take them out tonight.
Yeah, how about that new movie with Brigitte Bardot?
Oh, no, let's take them dancing.
Not for me.
Then what do you feel like doing?
I don't know. What do you feel like?
Morty!
Okay. Anything you want to do, I leave it up to you.
Okay, then we'll take them bowling.
Oh, boy, that'll bowl them over for sure.
Brunswick presents the Golden 60s, a record made in 1960. To promote the bowling tradition. Now live in the studio, we have Eric Falstrom and Scott Weber. Say hi, guys.
Hi. Hey, what's up?
These guys got a couple acoustic guitars. I think they're going to play a few songs for us.
Good.
Yeah, do one.
People are faking and everyone's taking their own mistake, and my heart is aching. Please won't you come and see me tonight. Alright. Well, can people still make a change? I'm afraid and I don't know what to do. I'm alive like a witch.
Well, I'm ready to die, and I don't know why I'm making noise, 'cause I got no choice.
course. I got a voice that don't rejoice, and I feel like I'm just one of the boys. Where's the laughing? Where's the crying? Nothing's happening. I'm just dying. Please, won't you come and see me tonight? Alright. Well, can people still make a change? I'm afraid, and I don't know what to do. I'm looking alive like a windshield foggy, and I'm froggy 'cause I'm missing you. Oh yeah. Ba-dum, ba-da-da. Ba-dum, ba-da-da.
Okay.
Eric Falstrom and Scott Weber. What was that song called?
Please Won't You Come. It's on Kicking Religion in the Butt.
Hear that? The tape is called Kicking Religion in the Butt. The song is called, what's that again?
Please Won't You Come.
Please Won't You Come. It's available where?
Wizard.
And we have who on the phone?
Schultz.
Schultz.
What's up?
Hey, Schultz. What's up with you?
Not much. I was just calling to see if those guys had an album or not, because it's a pretty cool song.
Yeah, you like that?
Yeah. Hey, I was also, you guys serious about doing that movement to get Rush Limbaugh off the air?
How are we going to pull that
off?
Yeah,
we want at least getting, maybe not off the air, but at least back behind Costas and at least behind Letterman. Just call Channel 5 and lodge a complaint. I've already called twice.
Have you really?
Yes.
I was thinking about getting some bumper stickers, man. I just wanted your opinion on what they should say. I was thinking about one that says, Rush Limbaugh, he's not just a jackass, he's fat too.
I like
that. Or there's another one, but I'd have to give credit to Rob for coining the phrase last year. What's Rush Limbaugh know? He's just another fat ass with a good voice.
Hey, I did say that, didn't I?
Has he got a good voice, though?
He does have a good voice.
I don't think he does.
He has a good radio voice.
I think he's obnoxious. He's got a real obnoxious voice.
He's an ass. But
he's not just stupid, he's ugly, too. You know, stuff like that.
Yeah, you know. So you guys want, I don't know, you guys want to get something together or what?
Call Channel 5 every 15 minutes and get all your buddies to do it. Some girls, too, so they don't think you're just a bunch of dumb frat boys or something.
Hey, do you guys watch the news tonight?
Maybe.
Channel 9?
No, I didn't.
Oh. You missed a big story on us. We almost got killed by carbon monoxide coming out of our furnace in our basement.
How'd that happen?
I don't know, just because our landlord's an asshole and his...
And it was on Clifton Channel 9,
properties.
Huh?
Where do you live?
Huh?
Where do you live?
By UC.
Who's your landlord?
Larry lives here, huh?
Who's your landlord?
Clifton Properties.
Clifton Properties.
Yeah, we called Channel 9 I-Team. They came out today. And
who cares about the I-Team? Right here you got the Chris and Rob team.
That's right.
We'll get to the bottom of this.
All right.
Tell you what, we're going to take you off the air. Give Jim, or the guy that answers the phones, the phone number of your landlord. We'll call him and ask him some questions.
Okay.
And also, when you talk to Jim, fill him in on some of the details real quick. All right? Hey, Schultz, you with me?
What? I can't hear you. What?
Give me a 10-4, good buddy.
10-4.
All right. Thanks. Deal with him, okay, Jim?
Can you believe that Schultz was on the big Channel 9 news there with Clyde Gray and Denise Dorey, maybe?
Well, while we're talking about TV, Rob, I think it's about time you and I ran down the topics Jerry Springer's going to have this week.
What the hell is Jerry talking about now?
Well, on Monday, his topic was homeless woman.
Just one woman?
Well, women.
Oh, okay, women.
Homeless
okay.
Women was his topic Monday.
In Chicago or Cincinnati? Because he's in Chicago now.
Huh. I don't know.
Bastard. Go ahead. What
Tuesday, his topic is Hooked on Love.
Oh.
That's what Madonna's going to call her next record.
Hooked on Love?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, sure. Teen Gamblers Wednesday. Thursday is Gays Raising Children.
Hold on, so today's episode is going to be teen gambling?
Uh-huh.
Is it pro or con?
Don't know.
We'll just have
to
tune in and find out.
Take a wager on that.
There you go.
I bet you $50 it's con.
Think it is? You think it's against teen wagering?
Yeah.
Well, it's hard to say with Jerry.
Okay, Thursday the topic is Gays Raising Children. How'd you like it if your mom or dad was gay?
How does that happen?
No, go figure. That's probably a pretty rare situation, wouldn't you think?
Could possibly be. Unless it's one of those deals where, like, a gay person doesn't want anybody to know he's gay, so he or she shacks up with someone of the opposite sex to put up some kind of front and...
You think?
Procreates.
And on Friday, the topic will be announced. It hasn't been announced yet.
So Jerry's got one in production?
Either that or he's going to wing it like you and I do.
He could have late-night talk show hosts on a local radio station.
Could be.
Hey, you know, in gangster movies, it's the FBI that taps the crook's telephone. In detective movies, the guy in the trench coat eavesdrops on the blonde to see if she's been faithful.
Huh?
But the person listening to your phone calls may just be the kid next door, the little bastard, the retired lady down the street, the old hag, or someone you'll never know or meet, like the bastards at Clifton Properties. If you use a car phone, portable phone, or cordless, well, no, everybody knows this shit. If you're on a cordless phone, someone's listening, okay? It's that simple. There.
Take it from Rob, he knows.
I know, I thought everybody knew this. What's this a reminder of?
In case you just tuned in, this is the Chris and Rob Late Night Talk Show, and the phone number is 749-1444. As always, you're taking our calls. We're taking your calls.
We were even going to have another guest tonight, but...
He didn't show that sumbitch. 749-1444 is the number. And don't forget, if you call up, we got Scott and Eric here singing some songs for us on their acoustic guitars, don't we?
Sure do.
We'll do another one here in a couple minutes.
Yeah, and in probably 10 or 15 minutes, we'll have them bang out another one. And if you got a request, maybe they know it. And if they don't, maybe they can fake it. So see if you can stump them.
God. So what else is going on in the news? Did you see the debates?
The debates
were last
week.
Does anybody want to talk about those?
I'm sure our next caller will want
to talk
about
the
debates.
What'd you think of them?
I think it would have been a lot different debate if Larry had been there.
Well, that would have been four podiums on the stage, and that would have been awful crowded.
Well, don't you think the Libertarians should have had a podium? Andre Marou should have been there.
He should have, but then maybe some original ideas would have got discussed, and
you
heaven
think?
Forbid anything like that happened.
He's so anti-government, I don't blame him for not letting him there.
You know, actually, I thought all three of them did really, really well.
Did you really?
I thought,
We just got a phone call, a vote of confidence for Eric and Scott. Somebody said they were wonderful. Male or female? Oh, okay.
The Delhi dude.
It was a male. Sorry to disappoint you guys. But some fella called up, said you guys were good. If there's any dames out there that thought they were good, they want to hear from you.
Oh, we'll hear from anybody.
Mm-hmm. Well, from anybody.
Speaking of dames, guess whose new CD came out today?
Who cares?
Dolly Parton.
No, wrong.
What?
Erotica by Madonna was released today.
Oh, Madonna's nothing but a citified Dolly Parton.
On the back cover of this album... On the back cover, you got a picture of Madonna sucking a toe, somebody's toe. She looks really sexy in it. She's sucking on that toe hard.
You don't know if it's a guy or girls.
No,
that's
you don't
why,
know.
See, that's why she shocks you, because you don't know if it's a man or a woman's toe.
That's why
toe.
It's erotica.
And you don't even know. I could be a mannequin toe. You just don't know. She's that way. She's here to shock
or
you.
Or it could be the hand of some retarded-looking dude, too. Who knows?
It could be like Quasimodo's big club hand
so,
or something.
So, let's listen to a cut off this thing. Track number six is called Bad Girl.
You know, if Madonna was to suck one of my body parts, I probably would say big toe.
Big, yeah, suck on my big toe. All right, this is Bad Girl from the new Madonna Erotica. And give us a call at 749-1444. Let us know what you think about Madonna.
Sucking a big blue toe.
Naked.
I tell myself you blue. Bad girl, don't buy things. Kissing someone else's lips. Smoke too many cigarettes today. I'm not happy when I act this way. Bad girl, don't buy things. Kissing someone else's lips. Smoke too many cigarettes today. I'm not happy when I act this way. I'm not happy this way. Bad girl,
new Madonna?
New Madonna, hot.
That
isn't
is
it?
Hot. Man, I bet you can't even fit another CD in there. I bet it melted the player. That's, you know, that's erotic almost. That's the most erotic, sexual,
you should
sensual
see this
music.
Picture of her sucking on her toe. What do you think, Dragon?
Man. Dragon Master.
Yeah.
What do you think of that new Madonna song?
So-so.
Think she still got it?
Do what?
Think she still got it?
I don't think she ever had it to begin with.
Did she shock you? She shocked me.
No, I heard she lost it when she was 14.
Doesn't matter.
That's what I read. That's what she said in that movie, Truth or Dare. Did you see that?
Yeah, I did see that.
Yeah, when she was 14, that's when...
Wow, she got... Man alive. You know, I want to know everything about Madonna. I want to know what she has for breakfast,
where was she when I was
lunch.
14?
She was up there in Michigan screwing football players and stuff.
Is that what she was doing?
And her best friend, too. Remember that?
She screwed her best friend?
Oh, yeah, that was in the movie, too.
Yeah.
Her guy friend or her girlfriend?
Her girlfriend.
Oh, yeah, everyone knows Madonna goes both ways. What Rob and I want to know is, on the back of this album, there's Madonna's licking on this big toe.
Yeah.
We want to know if it's a male big toe or a female big toe.
Or if it's a human big toe or a mannequin big toe or if it's like a club hand.
I think it's a human big toe, but the photograph is polarized and you could fake that something like that pretty easy. I guess we'll find out tomorrow when her book is released. Sex.
Wow.
Yeah,
It's... Eric over here says...
They were lined up around the block.
Yeah, Eric over here says maybe this big toe's off a corpse.
Knowing her, I wouldn't doubt it.
You got to give her a lot of credit, because if anybody else thought up of the idea, you know what I'm going to do? They would say... No, if anybody else came up with the idea, I'm going to take a whole bunch of pictures of me naked with a whole bunch of other people naked, and then I'm going to sell that book for $50 a pop. No one else in the world could pull that off except for Madonna.
Exactly.
Or Cindy Crawford.
Cindy Crawford could, yeah, right now. But in a few months, Cindy Crawford won't be able to because, you know, she's not going to be around.
Oh, I bet if Christie Brinkley or Phoebe Cates wanted to do it, they could.
Phoebe, maybe. But Kevin Kline wouldn't stand for that crap. And, And I don't know if, what's the old gray-haired gear, the Mr. Pretty Woman would let Cindy Crawford do that.
Hey, Dragon.
My question is, why is it that Madonna does this, and it, you know, the press gets a hold of it, and it's a big deal. People are lined up around the block, and it's called art, and it's all controversial. But if anybody else did it, they'd say, oh, it's pornography. They take it off the shelf in a week.
Oh, well, see, that's the whole deal. She hopes it gets taken off the shelf. She's going to, well, see, now they're releasing it in this kind of wrapper, so you can't open it up and look at it.
Yeah.
So you don't even know what you're buying, which is just, she's brilliant.
Well, there's some stores that are going to open it up and let you look at it for a quarter.
Well, I saw that in New York City. They're going to do that. Yeah. But that's what she wants. She would love for Simon Lee to take this book off the shelves of Cincinnati and to get on the news talking about her new book.
But, you know, a Walden or a B. Dalton or whatever, they know that it's going to bring in so much money that there's no way they would ever consent to take it off the shelf because it's her. Her fans will come to buy it. But if anybody else did it, and unknown, and it was truly and, you know, artfully done, they would still say, oh, it's smut as pornography, take it off the shelves. We don't want our kids being subjected to
that. Madonna's established already, isn't she?
But, I mean, who cares? I mean, the whole thing is, you would say who cares, but obviously a lot of people do, although I've never met one. Who wants to see Madonna naked hang gliding? Madonna naked with a dog. Madonna naked with a white guy.
Madonna naked
with a black guy.
A big old toe.
Madonna naked doing everything.
Unfortunately, I have one magazine with her pictures in it, and I also have a book of her back in 72. There's nothing much to look at, folks.
72? Well, she's 16 or something then?
No, she was 18.
Oh, well, okay. She's 38 now?
See, she's 34 now.
Well, see, that's probably the thing. She wants to get all these naked pictures out before her tits start drooping.
I wouldn't doubt it.
Because, you know what? I'll give Madonna credit if she pulls a Greta Garbo here in a few years and just goes off and lives alone and enjoys her money and travels around. What if she ends up like some lame Joan Collins type 55-year-old Elizabeth Taylor hag who still runs around thinking they're beautiful?
Or starts doing a daytime talk show.
Like Jackie Onassis, I'm 68 but I'm still beautiful. No, you're not, Elizabeth. You're an ugly old bitch and you look ridiculous dancing
right
with Elton John. And if Madonna ends up like that, I'll be really dead. I'd give her more credit. I hope she pulls a Garbo and just goes off. She's made her millions and millions and millions. As soon as her contract's up with, what is it, CBS or Warner Brothers or whoever.
She's got 30 more years on her contract or something.
That's $30 million for 5 years, I think.
Is that what it is?
So as soon as those 5 years is up, I would hope that... Yeah. She's already drained artistically. I mean, she had like
no,
maybe...
She's not.
She had...
There's one thing left for her to do, and knowing her, she'll do it.
What's pose that? With you, Dragon.
No. Do a video or a film.
She hasn't done a film?
X-rated.
Think she's done it?
There's one other thing she hasn't done that a lot of famous people have done.
Chris Comer.
Faked her own death.
Yeah, she could do
she
that.
She hasn't pulled an Elvis or a John Lennon yet. Hey, Dragon.
Yeah?
When was the last time you called a late-night talk show and they had two guys with acoustic guitars there in the studio and would try to play any song you asked them to?
Never.
Well, what song do you want them to play for you? They know them all.
Still, from Emerson, Lake & Palmer.
Okay.
Still.
They're going to give it their best shot, Dragon.
Okay.
I never liked that song.
My interpretation.
I used to think that song sucked.
You would. You're from Norwood, aren't you?
Well, still feeling good.
There you go, Dragon.
Not even close.
All right. Thanks a lot, Dragon. Catch
Bye.
You later. All right, hit us with a tune from your hip new album that's for sale over at Wizard Records in the heart of sunny, romantic Clifton, right there on Short Vine Street where they got Muzak on the street.
Coming.
and the clouds are rolling, the sky is dark. Oh, but if I found a better way to go, I would lead you also. I can't believe my eyes that you don't know. So may I bring it on to you to mention how the water will flow. Where lays the line down below? Oh Lord, please mention the water flow.
Thanks, Eric. You're wonderful. Bobby, you're on the air.
I asked what the name of that song is.
What's the name of that song?
That was called The Water Flow.
The Water Flow. And check it out on Kicking Religion in the Butt, a cassette-only release by Eric Falstrom, available at Wizards in Clifton. Bobby.
Yes?
What are you doing?
Listen, guys, would you pee on me?
What did he say?
Would you pee on me?
Would I pee on you? Hell yeah, I'd pee on you in a second.
Open your mouth, buddy.
Yeah, is that what you wanted to hear?
Pee on me. Wipe up my poopy.
Hey, Jim. Will you put that... See that pack of Velveeta cheese over there, Jim?
Yeah.
Put that in the Hellride mailbox, will ya? You do that for me?
Take the shelf life of this stuff.
Right? Yeah.
The shelf life of Velveeta cheese is forever, isn't
March 30th,
it? The phone number here at the Chris and Rob Late Night Talk Show
at 128.
Is 749-1444.
At exactly 128, this cheese will go bad.
Really?
Are they going to do another tune later on?
Yeah. Oh, yeah, there's lots more songs.
You guys
want to
stick around for another one later on?
Sure.
Oh, yeah, there's lots more songs coming up for American Scott. 749-1444, get your calls in here. It's still a talk show, even though we've got songs.
I got...
You will?
Oh, my gosh. No.
No, don't.
Oh,
no,
God.
don't do that.
I can't even
just
think
put
of
it
that,
in the Hellride box, will you? Just put it over in the Midwest. Do it. Please. Please? Jim's just sitting there. He's stoned again.
Anyway, 749-1444 is the phone number. And you know, we've had one of our regular callers, Mean Gene, the Lovin' Machine. Every week he's been calling up for the last couple, 3 weeks or so, saying Jim Brown for president, the ex-football player.
Uh-huh.
Well, I know where he got that now. It's out of the new P.E. Greatest Hits CD liner notes. What's it called? Greatest Misses or Misses
yeah,
and
P.E.'s
then
Yeah, P.E.'s Greatest Misses.
P.E.'s Greatest Misses, it says in here. Jim Brown, P.S., Jim Brown for president. So I think, Gene, you should credit your sources. You call up here acting like that was an original idea. It's kind of cute and clever, but we know where you got it, Gene. We called you. We dig so deep to find out that you're ripping stuff off. Also, something kind of cute and interesting with these P.E. liner notes. It says, all praise. We need more brothers like these from the sports world and the community. Then it names a bunch of guys. Charles Oakley, Rick Mahorn, Pepper Johnson went to Ohio State.
All right.
Guy I never heard of. Then it says, Mike Tyson. And when the hell was the last time they saw Mike Tyson in the community? He's in jail. He's in jail. When the hell's he? He's been in jail for like a year and a half now, hasn't he? How's he hanging out in the community? How's he hanging out in the hood? He's breaking rocks in the Little Rocks. And Little Rocks.
I don't know, Rob.
I don't know. I'm confused about that too. And he also mentions your favorite ex-Red, Eric Davis, or it could be the guy for the San Francisco 49ers. They don't make it clear because there's two. So P.E. likes Mike Tyson, even though he's in jail for rape.
Huh. Hard telling where they're coming from sometimes.
Hard telling. I mean, when do they see Eric Davis or...
Question, are all those sports figures there black?
Oh, hell yeah.
Uh-huh.
I don't understand. Well, they got the X-Man, which is Xavier McDaniel, who came out of Wichita State, played for the Knicks. But now he's on the Boston Celtics, and so P.E. can't like him anymore because he's on the Celtics, which is like a notorious racist white team.
Sure is. Larry Bird.
Yeah. And also says to the Dream Team, no Isaiah, get real, which is basically a slap at John Stockton, who's white. And Magic Johnson, comma, one big assist for mankind. What the hell does that mean? Anyway, what do you got? 749-1444 is the phone number. Oh, yeah, and on the other side of these P.E. liner notes, you can get your rap-style gear now. And it tells you how you can order your official
Those
public...
Those P.E. guys, black power all the way. Send in your bucks, all right?
No, send it in. Get your official Public Enemy Overthrow Whitey gym shorts for, you know, so many
the
bucks.
The Cincinnati Artist Group Effort, or CAGE, CAGE is
fine organization
seeking proposals for the 1994 season. This is open to all artists in all media, and proposals will be accepted until December 15th, 1992. If you're interested in having some of your art or performance art or something kooky over at the Cage Gallery, call them at, jot this down, 381-2437. Call Cage at 381-2437.
You can wrap
for more information.
So you can wrap yourself in plastic and melt chocolate bars all over yourself and scream that you're being tortured by inane demons.
You know what we should do? We should see if they'll let us do a live talk show up over there.
That would be great. I don't think the Cage is ready for us yet.